It is a great privilege for me to represent our union here and pay tribute to the Broken Hill mine workers and their community who so courageously stood by their principles and fought everything that BHP threw at them in the 1909 lockout. The lockout was essentially about an aggressive mining company's drive to cut wages and conditions. These big mining companies were a law unto themselves. They were powerful forces of wealth and privilege that thumbed their noses at decisions of industrial commissions and, when necessary, the courts. While they violated laws with contempt, the miners and their supporters, who wanted no more than a fair day's pay for a fair day's work, felt the full lash of the state when they stood up for their democratic rights. During the 1909 Broken Hill lockout, miners' leaders were jailed, substantial police forces were drafted in, and they brutally bashed miners protesting against employers' illegal actions. This pattern was to repeat itself many times in our history, just 20 years later, in the New South Wales northern coalfields. 10,000 miners endured a 15-month-long illegal lockout when they refused to accept a 12.5% wage cut and a tax on their conditions. In the course of the lockout, miners were bashed, and at the Scab Rothbury Colliery, police opened fire on protesting coal miners, killing one Norman Brown and wounding dozens more. The spirit and the strength of our union today was forged in the heat of these struggles. The courage and commitment of the miners throughout the 1909 lockout was an important factor in uniting the Broken Hill miners with their fellow workers throughout Australia and throughout Australian coalfields, where our union was formed as a national organisation just six years later in 1915. Since then, we have always understood that being a miner in Broken Hill or in the coalfields is not just a job, it is a way of life. It means being part of a tradition, a history, a culture that informs our values and our principles and gives us something to live up to. It means being responsible to your mates, your family and your community. It means giving the best of yourself, not to advance your own interests, but to use your talents and your time in a greater cause, of fighting for the underdog, of fighting for the rights and dignity of all people. This centenary of the 1909 lockout is important for us all, as we acknowledge that everything we have now, we owe to those who went before us. We have never been given anything for nothing, and we have had to fight hard to defend the gains we have made. In this past century, since the 1909 lockout, members of our union in Broken Hill and throughout the coalfields have been jailed, shot at, wounded and killed, victimised and intimidated. We have been sacked, locked out, vilified and persecuted. But we've never lain down and we've never been beaten. We've had our setbacks, but we have never lost the will and determination to fight for justice, to fight for what we believe is right. This is our legacy. This is what the Broken Hill miners and generations of coal miners before us have passed on. As we stand here today, in remembrance of those who endured the Broken Hill lockout 100 years ago, we can best honour their memory by pledging that our generation will fight to ensure the proud traditions they pioneered for us will remain as a legacy for generations to come. And our union, for one, remains absolutely committed to that.